Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Let's read a scripture, Psalm 5 verse 11. Psalm 5 verse 11. We're reading it together. Praise the Lord. One go. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. And let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Can I hear you say glory? The series we started is Trust in the Lord. And this will be part three. This part three is Trust in the Lord for joy. Trust in the Lord for what?
Joy.
The scripture we read is instructional. But let all, that is starting with but, means that some things have been said before. So if you read maybe from verse 9, we can see a few things there. He said, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. He's talking about the wicked. Then he comes to the righteous and he says in verse 11 that, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Too powerful. So you see that there is a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. The child of God and the wicked. Number two, the pathway of the unrighteous is different from that of the righteous. And now here we are seeing that those who put their trust in the Lord shall rejoice. Let them rejoice. When you trust in the Lord, joy will never be far away from you. When you put your trust in the Lord, it is the will of God for you to rejoice. That's why I say, let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. That is, if your trust is in the Lord, you have been sentenced to the jail of joy. You have no other manifestation than rejoicing always. You see, sometimes there's a difference between joy and rejoicing. Joy is the universal set that tells you about the long-term emotional and spiritual stability of someone. It's a life of no worry, a life of no concerns at all. It's a godly pleasure in your heart. Are you here at all? But rejoicing is momentary. When a goal is scored, you see that it comes with some emotional rush. When somebody I know, when you give her good money, you see that the person will be rejoicing. Mostly women like that kind of expression. When you land on your long-awaited job, when that international appointment lands, Jesus Christ. Recently, one lady I was praying for, American people refused her visa. They refused her for days. She told me, and I went into prayer, 31st. I prayed for long hours, December. And the Lord said to me that visa issue has been sorted. I think she was refused like 3 days before that time. So I went to the barbering saloon. after the prayer, when I was coming, the Holy Ghost told me, say, call that lady and ask her how she's doing. And let her know that her visa issues have been sorted out. She didn't do a reapplication. She was refused and put on her portal. So when I was talking to her, she said, no, her spirit is gone. She was very... So I was driving from East Lagos. And when I got to this junction, I said, okay, go to your portal and check what is on your portal. When she opened her portal, the refuse had been changed to approved. 31st December. That means God no grief maker enter 2025 with a refusal. That point, she didn't tell me it has been approved. She was making one crazy noise in the phone, in my car. I couldn't bear it. I said, what is happening? Is she going mad? Is she going crazy? He said that if you are here, I will hug you. He said, hey, I will fall down. Jesus, she was screaming and was spoiling my phone. I said, be calming down, be calming down. When she calmed down, what has happened? He said, they have changed it to approved. That's how she went to collect her visa. When she was refused, she didn't apply. That same refusal, she was in the refusal line, and we went into prayer and they changed it by themselves. At that level, she was just rejoicing. Do you understand the rejoice? There is something God is going to do in your life when you put your trust in Him this year. That will make you be rejoicing in a way that even those of us who are pastoring you, we will not understand. That amen is not good at all. Yes. Rejoice. He said, let them ever shout for joy. You'll be shouting for joy everywhere. Is your trust in the Lord? Do you trust in God? As you are fasting, get ready to be shouting for joy. As we are praying, be getting ready to be shouting for joy. By the time we finish praying tomorrow, everybody here will be shouting for joy for one thing or the other. Don't take it like I came to preach to you. No. It is the word God is telling me. That's why I'm preaching now. He said, you'll be shouting for joy because you have put your trust in God. He said, because the Lord is defending you. Oh, this year the Lord will defend everybody here. Where you don't have mouth to speak, even where you have mouth to speak but you can't speak well, or what you say will never be taken serious, the Lord himself will defend you. Oh, I see the Lord defending you before your helpers. Defending you before the people whom you have been accused to. The Lord is going to defend you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let them also that love thy name be joyful in the Lord. Anybody that serves God genuinely, puts their confidence in God, God makes them to have joy. Can I show you some more? So trusting in the Lord is very beneficial. It's a blessing. In that same Psalm 5, Psalm 33 verse 21, Psalm 33 verse 21, it says that, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. You can see that there is a direct connection between trusting the Lord with all your heart and enjoying life or having joy in life. I dare say that one of the reasons why people are under pressure constantly, pressure of worry, pressure of sorrow, is because of where they have put their trust. A lot of the broken heart is in the fact that your trust is in the wrong place. And the Bible says it is better to put your trust in the Lord than to put your trust or confidence in princes. But he said, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because in him lieth all the fullness of the Godhead. He said, Christ in me is the hope of glory. In him is all the glory. You can hope for his glory when you trust in him. Not when you put your trust around him or outside him. He has to be in your life. And your confidence, Your hope, your faith must be in Christ. Praise the Lord. Not in some supreme being somewhere. We are praying and fasting, praying to the Holy Ghost by faith, because our trust and our confidence is not in some politician we know. It's not in some connections we have. They are all good when you have them, but our foremost trust is in the Lord. Glory be to God. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord? They will rejoice because they have trusted in the Lord. That's it. You, as you have trusted in the Lord, you will not be disappointed. That's what he's saying. He said that the thing you are believing God for shall be delivered. Your joy shall be delivered unto you. Because you have what? Trusted in the Lord. Not in some prophet. It's like when I watch the media space, the trust is in some prophet who is a necromancer. And because he's able to do all the necromancies and the different, you know, it seems like he's speaking wisdom, but he's speaking foolishness. And they can see one or two that dwarfs and familiar spirit can reveal. So you can see people tying their trust to a prophet. Sometimes to a man of God. But you see, we are all perishable. Are you here at all? There's anointing on me, but I'm perishable. When it's time for God to say go, I will go. It's only him. And his word is the only thing that lives forever. When you put your trust in your husband, when the husband is not there, yeah, you see, where chance will collapse it. He said, your joy is not there. But when your trust is in the Lord, he said, you shall rejoice. Somebody declare, say, this year, because my trust is in the Lord, I shall always rejoice. Psalm 64 verse 10, very quickly. Psalm 64 verse 10. He said, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust him. The righteous that trust in the Lord shall also be what? Glad. Shall be glad. You are a major candidate for gladness because you are the righteous child of God. Christ has given his righteousness to you. Proverbs 16:20, last scripture. Proverbs 16:20. Beautiful scripture. 16:20 says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. Say, the finality of the whole matter is that when you trust the Lord. You see, that this test there, it was talking about handling matters wisely or foolishly. You have to put the test in context. And he's saying that there is no wise handling of a matter if your trust is not in the Lord. Because you are leaning on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. That wise handling of a matter is when you have placed your trust in the Lord, so that whatever is happening around you, it's not affecting you, because you know that the main influencer of the outcome of a matter is the Lord. And it will go to your favor when your trust is in the executor of all matters, being the Lord. That's why he just said that he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusted in the Lord, happy is he. This year you'll be happy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Whoso trusted in the Lord. He said that don't worry yourself. You are already a happy person by virtue of the fact that you have put your trust in what? The Lord. Say, I'm a happy person. Say, I've been qualified for happiness and joy this year because I trust in the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord and bless him. What a joy. What a joy. I see happy people in this house. This prayer you have prayed is a sign that you have put your trust in the Lord. The fasting is a sign that your trust is in the Lord. You will see happy days in your life. You will enjoy happy things in this life. This year shall be your happy year. Your happiest ever in the name of Jesus. Happy is he whose trust is in the Lord. Oh, this year you will never have any reason to be unhappy. What a joy. Lift your hand and make a declaration after me. Say, I qualify by righteousness in Christ to have joy and happiness because my trust is in the Lord. I will never see sorrow. I will never see misfortune. Only happiness cometh to me in the mighty name of Jesus. All that I do turn to joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.